My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's get to confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Rye Whiskey. How about that?
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I damn near disowned Figgy last night.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
This was so great, man.
I wish the audio was playable, because he actually was recording me. I didn't know this was going on. So we went out to dinner last night, and, you know, I ordered whatever, and Figgy ordered a steak. And the waiter came up and says, yes, sir, what would you like? And he goes, I'd like the 8-ounce, what'd you say, ribeye or whatever?
Center cut.
Yeah, I'd like the 8-ounce center cut. Well done, please. And my jaw just dropped, and my head snapped, and I stared at Figgy, and then he goes, nah, I'm just kidding. I'd like it medium rare.
Oh, my God.
He got me.
It's funny when I said I'm just playing, because the whole table was quiet.
Even the waiter.
Yeah, like, everybody was quiet. And then when I say I'm just playing, it was like a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I was about to judge you, man. What the hell are you doing, man?
Yeah, no, man. No way someone should eat a well-done steak.
If you order a well-done steak, you should stop eating steak. Seriously, just get a hamburger.
No, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, if you order a steak well-done, just stop.
Yeah, I haven't had... One thing about my steaks, like, I like medium rare. But I'm a big fan of having like a charred steak, like charred steak.
Yeah.
But I just don't want the inside like well done.
Yeah.
But
I like spun on the
yeah.
My head
I'm like
spun
I'm
on
recording.
Swivel.
I'm like, you know what? Let me. I just want to see what he do when I say this.
You see me? I order medium or medium rare. It just depends on kind of what I'm feeling. That
yeah.
Day.
Yeah. Medium is. I order hamburgers medium.
Yeah.
And some people would not like that. They like it. They don't like the red in the middle or whatever. But I get it, but I order hamburgers medium and steaks medium rare, or sometimes rare, again, kind of on the feeling there. But yeah, I'm glad you corrected yourself. Let me just say that.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Hey, screw it, man. Screw it. I was watching the Olympics yesterday, the game.
Yeah.
And look, if I'm Rafael Stone and I'm watching the Olympics, I'm going all in on KD, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, I was not. I really wasn't on board at first, but that dude is a killer.
He's
man.
A killer.
He is a killer. That guy need to be in Houston. I don't care. Give up them picks for him. Look, I get he's what, 35, 36.
Yeah.
That dude is a killer, man. When he's on, can't nobody
and he doesn't
stop.
Care.
Yeah, don't nobody stop him. Yeah. I actually got a 2-part confession to this, but yeah, get him in Houston, please, please. The second,
it's been out there.
Yes. The second part is I like how KD handles his social media, man. Because remember a couple years ago, he got caught using the burner.
Yeah.
I like the way he rolls on social media, man. He just don't care. He'll clap back at fans.
He did last night. That's what I'm saying. He don't care.
Early this morning, somebody said he was up 5 in the morning going back and forth with somebody. Oh, I know. My bad, Chris. I thought you had something to say.
Yeah.
I was going to have you get in. But yeah, I like KD on social media, man. He's very entertaining and he don't care.
Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
Mine has to do with USA basketball, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, what we witnessed was legendary, man.
It was legend, absolutely.
I mean, let's talk about LeBron, KD, and Steph.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is it, man. It kind of made me sad because it's just like we just witnessed three of the best players to ever play the game. And who knows how much longer they have in their career. We just got to enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Man. We have to enjoy the moment. Like whether you dislike Curry because of what he did to the Houston Rockets, whether you dislike KD because of what he did joining the Warriors and all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
And if you hate LeBron, whatever. But just enjoy greatness, man. Because they're not going to be here that much longer.
Now you're right, but we all know there's going to be another generation. There's going to be another three. And we said the same thing about Bird and Magic.
Yeah.
And then there was Jordan, and then there was Chuck, and all that stuff. But yes, enjoy this while you
can. That's kind of how I've been taking the approach with LeBron, because I know people tired of LeBron,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm going to see anything like this again. Somebody that came into the league at 18 and pretty much took it by storm.
Yeah.
And 20, 21 years later, he's still mm-hmm. pretty much a top 10 player, top five, top 10 player.
Yeah.
And playing at this level. Like, I don't know if I'm going to see that again.
No, that's true.
I don't know if I'm going to see. That's why I mm-hmm. actually watched him break that scoring record.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to see that for a long time, man.
The scoring record, you're right.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to see that. Like, I want to be able to tell my grandkids, like, I remember that day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I kind of got that approach with LeBron.
I will say, I will shed a tear when LeBron retires.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And I think he's transforming himself even more now in the Olympics, kind of taking him to an even higher level or a more global type audience.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So last night after we got home from dinner that I had with Figgy, started watching the Olympics. I almost slipped because I was just being myself. And so me and millions of other grown ass men love Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni for a number of reasons. Not just her athletic prowess. And so we're watching her win the gold medal and breaking a world record. And my wife is sitting, next to me on the couch, and I'm in my chair, and she goes, "She is really pretty." And I went, "Man," I literally said, "Man," I was gonna say, "Man, she is fine." And I went, "Yeah, she's attractive."
You almost got caught.
Yeah,
man.
She's all right. She's all right. I literally like said half the word "man." I was gonna say, "Man, she is fine as bleep." And I went, "Yo, she's attractive. She's all right. She's good."
Watch this. These are my confessions.
so a lot of people been upset about Jason Tatum not playing in the Olympics and what the hell is Steve Kerr over here trying to do. I kind of understand why people are upset, but where I get a little upset is why the hell is Derek White just getting all this time, man?
Now that's a good point.
Like nobody is talking about that. I'm gonna be nobody's talking about guy.
Yeah,
dog, you are the fourth, maybe fifth best player on the Celtics team.
Yes.
And you getting more time than obviously Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
And they picked you over Jaylen Brown. I just don't understand Derek. I'm sure he's a good player. He's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But dog, you on Team USA getting some minutes? I just do not get that, man. I don't understand why Jason Tatum ain't playing over Derek White.
Steve Kerr's getting roasted.
He was. It's funny because I tweeted. I'm not the basketball expert, but I'm like, is he getting out coached?
Mm-hmm.
This was obviously when they was losing. And then I seen a tweet from Draymond Green pretty much saying, sometimes you got to scrap the rotation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yep, that answers my last tweet.
Look, man, he is getting destroyed.
He lucky he got the team he got.
And they might win the gold medal.
Yeah. And like, all will be forgotten.
Might. They will.
Oh yeah, I think they will. I think that's a wrap. But we'll get back to that. We'll definitely get back to that. Watch this. These are my confessions. I woke up today and it was 1987. Time travel.
Okay.
Because they got.
I'm not here in the end.
Yeah.
I wasn't around.
Chris, were you here?
Oh no.
No, I know. No, really. I woke up, opened the old laptop. I said, "Oh look, it's 1987." Because the break. Dancing is in the Olympics. Look at this crap. Like, I'm not trying to be old man on the porch here, but I'm like, okay, maybe if this were the Seoul Olympics in 1988, like, isn't this from the 80s?
It is. That's where hip-hop started, man. Hip-hop started from breakdancing, DJing, MCing, being the master of ceremony, and just art.
When was the last time either of you two guys were out and you saw someone breakdancing?
I have never seen nobody breakdance in person, man.
Nope.
I'm a little too young for that.
It's been years. It's been years. And you know what's kind of crazy? My dad used to breakdance. He used to always tell me, oh, yeah, I used to breakdance on the street, blah, blah, blah.
We got to get some videos of that.
Yeah, no, I need to see him.
Is your dad from Houston?
No, my dad's he was raised in New York. Mm-hmm. So
that explains it all, mm-hmm. man. Yeah, so... Look, I ain't gonna lie. I gotta confess, I actually like that, man. To me, just being a hip hop fan and just seeing a lot of people probably wouldn't look at that as hip hop now because it was way back then. But
yeah.
That's where hip hop started, man.
Oh, for sure.
And for it to
like, well known
to see it in the Olympics,
yeah.
And just how global it is now, I'm actually fine with it. I think people still breakdance, but.
I'm all for, and I've always encouraged this, even back in the 80s when I started in this business, to expand the Olympics, to include some sports that are more relevant to a wider audience, not just make it old traditional. Like I'm a big fan of like rock climbing. I think that's a good Olympic sport. It's athletic. It's good. You know, some of these other things that are relatively new to the Olympics, you know, these newer sports, I get it. I encourage it. But how the hell are they putting breakdancing in the Olympics in 2024?
I know it's a little too late.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, hey, I'm all for it, man. I like to see it, man. I wish it could have been back in the 80s, but
yeah.
I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.